From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. U.S. drone aircraft known as Predators are now flying over Libya around the clock. The unmanned aircraft are equipped with missiles to attack forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says President Obama authorized the move, which Gates called a very limited capability.
The president has said that where we have some unique capabilities, he is willing to use those, and in fact, he has approved the use of armed predators.
Gates insists the use of the drones in the NATO-led military effort in Libya is not a prelude to even deeper U.S. involvement. Britain and France have been urging the Obama administration to step up the U.S. role to help break the stalemate between Gaddafi's forces and Libyan rebels. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says NATO airstrikes have degraded Gaddafi's ground forces by between 30% and 40% so far. But during a visit to Baghdad today, Mullen acknowledged to reporters that the situation in Libya remains deadlocked. President Obama says he's directing the Justice Department to look for cases of fraud or manipulation in oil markets at a time when gasoline prices are surging.
The Attorney General is putting together a team whose job it is to root out any cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might affect gas prices. And that includes the role of traders and speculators.
The president speaking at a town hall meeting in Reno, Nevada. But Attorney General Eric Holder says there are lawful reasons for increases in gas prices given supply and demand. He did not cite any current evidence of intentional manipulation of oil and gas prices. On this Good Friday, thousands of Christians have gathered in Jerusalem. NPR's Jackie Northam reports many have carried crosses as they retrace the route that Jesus is thought to have taken to the site where he was crucified.
Christian pilgrims from all over the world crowded into the narrow, cobblestoned alleys of Jerusalem's old city to retrace the footsteps of Jesus, a procession that ends at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of the crucifixion. This year, Eastern Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches mark Good Friday at the same time. Dmitry Politnitsyn from St. Petersburg in Russia says he's looked forward to this day for a long time.
It's very important for us because we are Orthodox Christians, and we would like to become a better person, you know.
Christian pilgrims will attend events held in the old city over the next couple of days, ending with special ceremonies on Easter Sunday. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.
More anti-government protests in Syria today as thousands gathered in the southern city of Daraa and in Damascus to call for an overthrow of the government of Syria's President Bashar Assad. Protest leaders are demanding the establishment of a democratic political system and the release of what they called prisoners of conscience. This is NPR News from Washington. Republican Senator John Ensign of Nevada is resigning. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports Ensign wants to avoid a Senate ethics investigation into an extramarital affair he admits having with a campaign assistant.
Ensign has acknowledged having an affair with campaign worker Cynthia Hampton, whose husband Doug was a senior member of his Senate staff. He fired the couple, then got Doug Hampton a job as a lobbyist. The Justice Department didn't file charges, but the Senate Ethics Committee recently hired outside counsel to pursue the matter. On his website, Ensign said he did not want to subject his family, constituents, or the Senate to further drawn-out proceedings, especially public hearings. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, a Republican, will appoint Ensign's replacement. He's likely to pick Congressman Dean Heller, who is running to succeed the senator. Ensign had announced last month that he would not seek re-election. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Toyota says it will not be able to return to full production of its vehicles worldwide until at least late this year. John Matthews in Tokyo says the automaker is trying to cope with an ongoing disruption in the supply of parts caused by last month's earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
This announcement comes amidst a recall by Toyota on over 300,000 SUVs sold in the U.S. Toyota estimates that even with close cooperation with parts suppliers after the crisis in Japan, 2011 production may fall short by more than 800,000 vehicles worldwide. Toyota says coordinating production after the crisis, coupled with lower output, may have a serious impact on their performance, making a hit to profits impossible to dodge. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Japan's government is planning to build some 100,000 temporary homes for people displaced by the earthquake and tsunami. The project will cost $50 billion. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.